Hello, Molly.
Hello, Christine.
How's it going?
All right.
All right. Today we are talking about number 4038. It is the antibacterial foaming hand soap. And this is Molly McHenry, Senior Formulation Chemist. And I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial. And this one has kind of a neat one. Because, I like to say our little nickname for it. It has coal liquid SCMPA.
Scampa.
And we call it Scampa. I don't know if that's an attractive name for it or not, but
I love it.
So that is our cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane and cocamid MIPA. And then this also has our Colalux LO, which is loramine oxide, and then one of our favorite ingredients, Colalipid C, which is the cocamidopropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate. So talk a little bit about what is going into this one to make it an antibacterial, because none of our ingredients are registered antibacterial, but we have something in there that helps.
Right. So this is using benzalkonium chloride as the active ingredient. That's what's allowing you to make the antibacterial claim on the label. But we also do have the Colalipid C in there, which has been shown to have broad spectrum antimicrobial activity. It's just not registered that way, so it can't be a part of the label claim. But it can help to boost the efficacy of the benzalkonium chloride, so you can use the minimum required level, and it's going to help it be more effective. So when you do send it out for your testing, you can be confident that it's going to pass. And then the Colalipid C also has the extra benefits of being skin conditioning, contributing to the cleansing.
Yeah, especially when, and then it doesn't have like excess drying, especially when you're washing your hands a lot.
Yes, so great for, you know, flu season and stuff when you're washing your hands a bunch of times every day. The Colalipid C really helps with keeping your hands from drying out.
Or when I'm cooking with chicken, I am super paranoid about raw chicken.
Yes.
And I'm constantly washing my hands. And then we also have, which is kind of a common ingredient in hand soaps, right? The loramine oxide.
So we, because this is an antibacterial hand soap that's using the benzalkonium chloride, you don't really want to have a lot of strong anionics in here that would interact with that. So the loramine oxide at the pH range that we're using, it's going to act like a non-ionic, and it's a really good, safe, high-foaming surfactant.
And then pairing that with the coal liquid Scampa. The SCMPA.
Yeah, the SCMPA is great. It's the blend of the cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane, so our amphoteric that doesn't have the Prop 65 concern, and then cocamid MIPA. So it's really nice to have an amide in a pump foam hand soap like this because it really improves the feel, makes it a lot creamier, just more, you know, substantial feeling. And it also improves the appearance of the bubbles. It makes them smaller and more tightly packed. So when it's coming out of the pump, it looks really dense and luxurious and has a really nice afterfeel too.
So can you talk about how, because there's no heating in this.
Yes. So that is the benefit of using the SCMPA. It's already blended together. The Cocamid MIPA comes in a solid form. So normally you would have to heat the batch to be able to get that into the solution, but this allows you to just add it cold process, very easy.
And this is, it's betaine free, Prop 65 free. Do you put this in, is it like a air pump foam or just a normal hand soap? You know, like does it?
It's the pump foamer type bottle. Okay. So, you know, like the pressed down kind, but it comes out as a foam.
As a foam. Yes. Okay, that's what I was trying to say. Does it come out in a foam? That was a good way to put it. All right. And it is clear. It has a really nice color to it. So if you wanted to add some dye to it or just have it in a nice clear bottle. This is formulation number 4038. It is betaine free, Prop 65 free. It is the antibacterial foaming hand soap. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. go to colonialchem.com/formulation. And thanks for joining us.
Hi, buddy.
He has never pushed open a door. You never push open doors. Come here, buddy.